It's time for the show that makes a better gambler out of every contestant. It's Beat the Schlock. And here's the star of Beat the Schlock, Jack Nards.
Well, thank you, Johnny Jackoff, and welcome to another edition of Beat the Schlock. This is the show where a contestant actually bets his own belongings against our production company's prizes and cash. Whoever wins the bet collects. Whoever loses the bet has to pay up. Now, doesn't that sound like fun? I knew you'd like that, audience. First off, we want to wish our sincere apologies to Mrs. R.K. Overman of Reno, Nevada, who was a contestant on last week's show. She ended up giving us her firstborn male child because she did not win the bet. However, rest assured that your boy is being well cared for. Now then, on with today's festivities. Johnny, who's our first contestant?
He's a well-known joke line personality. Let's welcome Uncle Jeffy.
Now, you claim to be a well-known joke line personality. Just what is a joke line and how are you a personality?
Well, you see, a joke line is a recording line on the telephone. In other words, you call it up and you're entertained for free.
Yeah, but what if the person's calling long distance?
Then you're entertained for money.
Do you have many long distance callers?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, we don't have any.
Well, now, just a minute, audience. I want to find out about this. When you say we, who are you referring to?
Fluke and Stu Funphone.
Fluke? What's a fluke?
Fluke's not a what, he's a who.
He's a what?
He's not a what, he's a who.
Who's a who?
Fluke's a who.
Okay, but what is a fluke?
I'm trying to tell you, Fluke is not a what, he's a who.
I'm asking you what Fluke is.
Stu Funphone is another guy I know. He runs a line, too.
Where's the contestant coordinator? Somebody boo-booed with this nut. Okay, look, forget who you're involved with.
That's right.
What?
No, not what. You just said Fluke's a who, so leave it at that.
What?
He's not a what, he's a who.
There seems to be an echo in here. Let's quickly move on. Just how do you get people to laugh?
Oh, well, like the announcer said, I'm Uncle Jeffy.
And just the fact that you're an uncle makes people laugh?
No, it's just that I go around telling ridiculous and insane morals all the time.
I believe it. What kind of morals do you tell?
I'm glad you asked me that. How about this? If your nose runs and your feet smell, then you're built upside down because your nose is supposed to smell and your feet are supposed to run.
Yeah, well, you can tell by the audience reaction that they love that one.
Oh, good. Do you want to hear another?
No, that's quite all right. Just one more question. What's the name of the line you tell these morals on?
Oh, Fluke.
What? Oh, wait a minute. I'm not going through this again. Who is Fluke?
Fluke isn't a who, it's a what. That's the name of the...
Let's get on with today's bet, shall we? Oh, God, give me strength to continue. Okay, now backstage we asked you to wager a bet, and you bet... Oh, wait, are you sure you want to go through with this?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, you bet $10,000. You realize that you could be totally wiped out because our show actually takes your personal belongings if you lose. In other words, you would be out $10,000.
Yes, yes, I know.
And if you win, the show's canceled.
Yes, I know.
Shut up. Okay, shut up, audience. Okay, now, Uncle or Jeffy, whatever.
It's whoever. I'm human.
That's a matter of opinion. Anyway, would you say that you're a very strong person?
Oh, hey, listen, Jack. I'm the strongest person in the world. You have to be to tell the morals I tell.
Look, now get serious. Are you sure that you consider yourself stronger than the average man?
I certainly do.
In other words, if I put anything down on the floor in front of you, you'd be able to pick it up.
No problem at all.
Well, even still, we'll give you just 5 seconds to make up your mind. Just 5 seconds. Ready? Go! Jeffy, your time's up. Still want to go through with this?
You bet.
So do you. All right, Uncle Jeffy, for $10,000, pick that up.
Hey, wait a minute. You tricked me.
Pick that up.
That isn't fair.
Well, folks, it looks like we suck at another contestant. By the way, Uncle Jeffy, that'll cost you $10,000. But tune in again tomorrow, gang, when we'll be sure to suck another innocent sap on Beat the Schlock.
Now, just a minute. Did you know that the LA earthquake was the San Andreas fault? Or did you know that sticks and stones can't break your bones if you're a rock? Or how about...
Stop it! Stop it! You're driving me crazy! You're driving me crazy!
A stitch in time saves embarrassing moments. People who live in glass houses should never take a shower.
Help me! Help me!
If Muhammad won't go to the mountain, then Joe Frazier's the new heavyweight champion. A Rolling Stone gathers dirt and beadies and bugs and spiders and all kinds of grimy things.